the all-new Hot 96.9.
The easier things get, the dumber we get. It's Hot 96.9. We're literally in a day and age where if you don't understand something that you think, even if you think it's something you're like, man, this is so stupid, I should really know this, you don't even need to ask anybody.
Just Google it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll go out to eat at restaurants. It's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. I'll go out to eat with my wife at restaurants, and she'll catch me, like, grabbing my phone real quick and getting on it. She's like, what are you doing? And I go, like, this is when we go to, like, a nicer restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what this food is. Because it'll be like, oh, served with blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. So to not sound like an idiot and ask the waiter and be like, what's this?
Right.
I go on, Google image the damn thing and find out the description and go, oh, okay, I don't like that. Or I do like that.
Or how to pronounce it.
Yeah, stuff like that. So, was it Fox News?
Yes.
Fox News did a report yesterday on Aretha Franklin dying. R.I.P. Aretha. And talk about having one job. All you needed.
You had one job.
Yeah, one job. The job was, and I'm sure it was this. It's like, all right, Harvey, okay, we need, get some facts on Aretha Franklin, when she died, you know, when she was born, when she died, how many Grammys she's won in her life, blah, blah, blah. You know, some good stats on her. Melissa over here, just give me a couple of images of Aretha Franklin. Got it, boss. All you got to do is Google image Aretha Franklin and toss in the damn pictures that pop up. Somebody put a picture of Patti LaBelle instead of Aretha Franklin.
I was just going to say, though, real quick, just to correct you with the Google image thing, you still have to do the research on the Google image. You can't just do a Google image and take their word that what they're showing you is what it is. Because a lot of times, they show you all kinds of different things.
Well, that means you scroll through three pictures, see if they all look alike. You know what I mean? Look at
Look,
that one looks like that one. That one looks like that one. I'm guessing those are Aretha Franklin when she was younger.
Well, but the thing about it is that, like, you know, that there are some people, you know, that are so dumb that they have no clue. It's like, okay, Aretha Franklin. And I could see Melissa going, hey, who's Aretha Franklin?
And then someone said,
I think it's a black singer.
Black singer from the 60s, female. All right, let me Google the image. Right. Black female singer, and Patti LaBelle pops up.
It's just like they're so like, you know, I almost feel like we are just smarter than the generation now. Like, they're just so unaware. I ask people all the time, they're like, hey, who's Michael Jordan? Did he make sneakers? It's like, you know, it's like,
but if you didn't grow up in that era, then
but still, you should have some awareness. No,
I mean, to me, there's like, it's ridiculous that this got this far, that someone did not catch it.
Right.
Plus, I don't know if you know this, but I mean, the two of them didn't have a great relationship in life.
Really?
Yeah. So,
wow.
Well, you know what they're using as the excuse? So they had to come out and actually release a statement and apologize. And there was two graphics. The one in the front was Aretha Franklin. The one in the back was Patti LaBelle. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to say that, oh, you know, we apologize. Our intention was to honor the icon using a secondary image of her performing with Patti LaBelle. Mm-hmm. But in the full screen graphic that you saw, the image of Ms. Franklin was missing in the process. So they're trying to say that it wasn't like intentional. Yeah. It was kind of like, okay, so it was supposed to be the two of them, but only the one of Patti LaBelle showed up.
And you knew that's a lie because they're using so many damn words to explain.
Right, and they had to release a statement to describe it. So
remember that show? I forget which show it was where it was something for Oprah and they put a picture of Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes!
That was Melissa again.
Let's make this.
It wasn't me.
Melissa, that was an intern that said, hey, who's Oprah Winfrey?
Oh, God.
Rich Black Lady.
Right.
Gotcha.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Google and she's a rich black lady on TV. Boom, boom.
Boom. All right, there you go. Gotcha. This one right here?
Sure.
One job, people. You had one job.
Exactly. You had one job at whatever it is you do. Something that you're like, look, this is freaking mindless work. Let's be honest. There are some jobs out there that it's just like you just literally show up and you shouldn't be making any mistakes. We're not talking about surgery. We're not talking about being a police officer fighting a fire. We're talking about the jobs where it's like,
turn the lights on.
Yeah, we need a body. Is Mike here today? All right, we're good.
You need to turn the lights on at the Zakim Bridge every night at 7 o'clock. That's all. Either we're going to go blue, red, yellow, green.
Yeah. So you messed up so bad at your job that you should have been fired. It was just like the most mindless thing and you still messed it up.
DJ just tweeted us. Like, oh my God. His one job, lock up the community center every night at 11. Went over to lock up, had to use the bathroom. I forgot, and a bunch of computers got stolen that night.
Oh, my God. See what I'm talking
DJ.
About? See what I'm talking about?
That's it. Lock the door on your way out after you take a dookie.
That is classic.
What happened to all the computers, man?
Alicia.
Good morning.
Hi, Alicia. What was your job?
I was working as a nursing assistant, and I was told to go check the vital signs of a patient.
Oh, my God.
I went into the wrong room and attempted to check the vital signs on a woman who had just died.
Oh, my God!
Come back to poor family. Yeah. Hey, so how's our dad doing after his, you know, ankle surgery? Well, unfortunately, your dad died.
Yeah, yeah. I got terrible news.
He passed away 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yo.
And, two, did you know your dad has a vagina?
That's terrible.
Jessica.
Yeah.
What happened with you?
So I wanted to smoke really bad, so I went and rolled a blunt on my boss's desk, and one of my coworkers took a Snapchat of it, so my boss seen it.
Oh,
you,
my God.
Hold on a second.
Why?
I'm not even saying don't roll weed up or whatever at your job, but again, just don't do it on your boss's desk. Go in the damn bathroom.
It's a bakery. There's not many places.
A bakery.
I'm getting baked at the bakery.
How's that bread doing?
Well, at least next don't Snapchat it from your boss's desk.
I mean, there's just so many easy ways not to get in trouble at work.
The Get Up Crew.
On the all-new 96.9.